Sunday money is normal. Tuesday is already a Yotzim in our club, and they have to give an early shiur. Let's see. Maybe I give it a shiur Tuesday, Erev Chanukah, on 9:30. 9:30 to 11. Have to leave early. Okay. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama in the end of Perek Meruba, the end of the seventh Perek, that Ezra made 10 takonis. Ezra takonis. And the 10th takona is that a Balkari is not allowed to learn, is not allowed to daven. Where is this Bryson? Here it is. Here on Daf Chav Beis on the base, about 15 lines from the top. On Chav Beis on base, if you have the same Gemara that I have, there's a margin on the left side. The first Maram Mokham, it says, Baba Kama Pei Beis on it all. So there it says, V'homa Mar, Ezra Tikin Tvila Lebalei Kerim. Made a takana. What do you mean he made a takana? A Balkari has to go to Mikveh. It's a pasuk in Chumash. But the Balkari is Tomei unless he goes to Mikveh. That means not allowed to learn, not allowed to daven, unless he goes to the Mikveh. That's the tenth of the 10 takana says from Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis. What did he base it on? That he based it on the pasuk in Chumash. Let's see, where is it? Shenemar. Amr Rabbi Shemalev, take a look in Chafala from the base, right in the middle of the Amud, Chafala from the base, the Gemara, the line begins, V'homer Rabbi Shemalev, right where it says, Dvarim chapter Dalet, in the Torah Or, so it says, V'homer Rabbi Shemalev, Minayin Lebalkeri, She'osa B'divri Torah Shenema, V'hodaitam Levanecho, V'livnei Vanecho, Yom Hashem Arto, you should transmit the Torah to the next generation. And then in the end of the pasuk it says, Yom Hashem Arto, Pnei Hashem Elokecha B'choriv. So when the Jewish people, so Har Choriv is Har Sinai. So when Bnei Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, all the married people had to go to Mikveh before. They had to be Parish Minushoseyim. So none of the men should be Balkari, and none of the women should be Palet to Shechva Zera. A woman can be Palet to Shechva Zera up until 3 days after the Tashmish. So they had to have Prisha Shlosha Yomim. The Mala Halon, just like at Har Sinai, Balikari and Asurin, the man who's a Balkari or the woman who's a Paletas, Shechva Zera, were not permitted to participate in the Gilu Shechina. Afkan, Balikari and Asurin, what do you mean Afkan throughout all the future generations? When you transmit Torah to other people, when you're learning Torah, a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. So the Takana was based on that process. What does Rashi write on the Mishnah? Balkari, Rashi and Chof from the base. On the Mishnah, says the Balkari is not allowed to say Kriya Shema, not allowed to daven. And the Mishnah is going to say, so what does he do when he's in shul and everybody else is saying Kriya Shema and davening? So Rashi on the Mishnah writes, Mitakana says, Revi Eilech, Shetikin Tvilo Lebale Karyan, Lasik Baturik, and Yaminim, Bababakama, Perik Meruba. I mean, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, but the assumption is that that Pasuk is not a real limud. That's just an asmachta. That's an asmachta. It's not a real din deraisa. That's the assumption over here. Here the Gemara has again the braisa. Chav Beis Amud Aleph, about 11, 12 lines from the top. It says on the margin on the right-hand side, if you have a margin, by me it says in brackets, Moed Koten Daf Tezvov. So it says, "V'hadaitam lavanecha v'levnei vanecha tziv asur yom asher marto levnei hashem lakecha b'chorib har chorib is har sinai mala halam be'ema b'yura b'reses u'v'ziya." Maimon har sinai was be'ema with fear and trembling, reses ziya. Ziya zayin yud ayin hey is perspiration, but ziya zayin yud ayin is not perspiration. Ziya means trembling, fear and trembling. Afkam be'ema b'yura b'reses ziya. When a person learns Torah, he should be very dead serious. He should be extremely serious. Mikan Omru, based on this pasuk, the Chachamim said, "Azavim hamtzaraim uboim alanidas He's not allowed to be Baal Anida. But let's say someone was Baal Ishta, and then she becomes Anida in the middle. So he becomes, a Baal Anida becomes Tomei. So a Zavan, a Baal and a Metzora, and a Baal Anida, Tomeiim, Mutarim Likras, Batoira, Ubinavim, Ubiksuvim, Velishnas, Bemishnah, Telor, Mishnayis, Ugimore, Ubalachas, Vagoris. Any other Tomei is permitted to learn Torah. There's no halacha that a Tomei is not allowed to learn. Because the Maimon HaSina, the Kepeda only was the married people had to go to mikveh. Everybody had to go to mikveh. The Gemara learns that, the Gemara reads in between the lines. Everybody had to go to mikveh for the Geirus. Because Maimon HaSina was the national Geirus of Klal Yisrael. But then in addition to going to mikveh because of the Geirus, the married people had to be Purish Minish Hashem 3 days before, because whoever is a Balkari, whoever is a Palet to Sheikh Mazera, is not permitted to participate in the Gilu Shechina. But other Tamei and May, so all the other Tamei Mazab and Mitzora, Boal Anidas, is a Mutta to learn, Torah Shivachsav, Torah Shemalpe, everything is fine. Abol Bali Karian, Asurim, just like HaSinai, it was also so to the door. So the Gemara always presents it that it was one of the 10 Takanas of Ezra. Ezra Takanas of Ezra. And then the Gemara says, take a look in the second wide line on Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, Hoyu Aymer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir lived way after, he was in the days of the Tanaim. He lived many generations after Ezra. So he abolished Takanas Ezra. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, Hoyu Aymer. Ein de v'ter mekablen tuma. How does he know Ein de v'ter mekablen tuma? So he says, based on a pasuk. The Gemara tells the story. Once upon a time, the one Talmud, Shoyim Gam game, he was talking and learning, but he wasn't pronouncing the words correctly. He was slurring all of his speech. Lamaylam Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, in the presence of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, Amalei. So the Tana said to the Talmud, Bini, young man, Psach picha v'yaira divarecha, open up your mouth and speak clearly, even though I understand you didn't go to mikveh. I understand you're a Balkari. He was probably married. He was with his wife, and he didn't have a chance to go to mikveh, so he didn't want to talk in learning. So he says, "Psach picha, say the words clearly." And the Torah kabbam to mishenema. Where's the pasuk in Yirmiyot? Says halakot dvariko eish neum Hashem. What does the taka mean? Ma eish enim kabbam tuma devetar enim kabbam tuma. Usually you say halakot dvariko eish. Liman haTorah is like fire, just like. When you cook, if you have raw food, if you have raw potatoes, behemoths, the cows can eat raw potatoes. Human beings don't enjoy raw potatoes. Or you have raw meat, a raw chicken doesn't taste good. So when you cook it, so it makes it roi l'achila. It has an effect on it. So tivei Torah have an effect on a person. If a person learns Torah, kol olam haTorah l'shmo zecher l'dvarim hayim. A person learns Torah, has an effect on his personality, has an effect on his neshama. So the Gemara says, in addition to that, Kol Devari Koeish, that the Retorah have an effect. It softens the person and it makes him roi, it improves him. It has another level of understanding. Ma'esh and Mekabel Tumah. Esh is not Mekabel Tumah. There are only four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Adam Bekele Mochum and Mashkin. Esh is not one of them. After Retorah and Mekabel Tumah. So he's the one, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, is the one who abolished Takanas Ezra. All the Rishonim are bothered with the question. See, it says on the side, Ein Devetar Mekabel Tumah, I have a mic mark, it's on the right-hand margin. It says, Ein Tosef Bavakamet Pei Beis Amen Aleph, Pei Beis Amen Beis Dibra Maschol Osso. So Tosef is there, and all the Rishonim here, they ask a question. Don't we have a rule, Ein Bez Niochel Levatel Divit Bez Nechavel Mekein Kodel Hemen and Bechokma Veminya. A later Bezin can only repeal a rabbinic enactment that was made by an earlier Bezin, if the later Bezin is greater, Bechokma Veminya. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir thought so highly of himself, he thought that he was greater than Ezra. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the second parak, the Gemara says, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu Chaptois, Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah at HaSinai, the Rabban Shalom would have given the Torah to Ezra. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu came first, he Chaptois, he grabbed it first, but nonetheless, the Ksava was changed. When Ezra came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so he changed the Ksav al-Pinavu, he changed the Ksav, the script of the Sefer Torah. Instead of writing in Ksav Libayno, like the old script used to be, a whole different alphabet, they changed it to Ksav Ashuris. How did he have a right to change that? Don't we have one of the 13 principles of faith in the Rambam? The laws of the Torah never change. That's based on the Gemara, the first half of Megillah. The Gemara says, Eila ha-mitzvah sa-shut tzidah Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. That's the Marsha is not sure whether that's the concluding posik in Chumash Vayikra or the concluding posik in Chumash Bamidbar. They're practically the same with a slight difference between the two. But then it still explains why the difference. But basically, the both two can say the same. These and only these are the dinim that are binding throughout all the future generations. Namely, whatever was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. No other Navi can change any laws from Moshe Rabbeinu. Mahabit claims that he changed all the laws. Yoshke claimed he changed all the laws. So the Rambam writes that we reject Mohammed, we reject Yoshke, because one of the 13 principles of faith is Eila mitzvah sach hatziv Hashem es Moshe. Eila is the mir. These and only these are binding because they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon Hanavim. No other Navi can disagree. So how can Ezra come and change the script of the Sefer Torah? All the Rishonim asked that question. So they say no, that they had a tradition for the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the Chumash that certain things are going to change. It says in the Chumash, everyone has a mitzvah to write, every man has a mitzvah to write one Sefer Torah. And the Melech has an obligation to write Sefer Torah Sheni, a second Sefer Torah, because it says, V'yikishif talkisim al-chusay, because of us, Mishnah HaTorah Hazos. Mishnah HaTorah Hazos means a second, Sheni, Sefer Torah Sheni. Melech has an obligation to write a second Sefer Torah. You look in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, it cancels two different mitzvahs. A mitzvah, I'll call on them to write one Sefer Torah, mitzvah on the Melech to write a second Sefer Torah. There is, just parenthetically, there is a discrepancy between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs was written in Arabic, and we use the Hebrew translation, okay. And then in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the first page in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam repeats the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzorah, everything in Hebrew. So everything, the first 248 HaMitzvahs says, next 165 HaMitzvahs less, everything is the same order that you have in the Sefer HaMitzvah, except for these two. They're not sure exactly what happened over here. That in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Arabic, I think he writes, not sure, he writes, everyone should write his own Sefer Torah, and the next mitzvah is the Melech should write his own Sefer Torah, second Sefer Torah. And the Minyan HaMitzvah, B'Ktzorah, has it backwards, that the Melech should write this, it doesn't make a difference, as the Melech should write a copy of a Sefer Torah for himself, and Kol Adam should write a Sefer Torah for himself in the reverse order. I think that's the only discrepancy between the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic and the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzorah. So Pshuto Shemikra, because of us, Mishnah HaTorah Hazos, Mishnah means Sefer Torah Sheni. So the Gemara says they had a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that the word Mishnah has another meaning. You should write a Sefer Torah in a script that's going to be changed. They didn't know when it's going to be changed. So if a Navi comes, Ezra was a Navi Mukhzak. Ezra was a Navi. Where do you have Ezra in Tanakh? Ezra is in Ksuvim. Where do you have a Navi? So the Radak points out, in Ezra, he's always referring to his two associates, Haggai and Zechariah. How come he never refers to Malachi? They were all three in the same time, Chag, Zechariah, Malachi. So the Gemara had a tradition, Ezra is a Malachi. It was the same person. He was Malachi. Malachi was one of the three Nevi'im. What motivated the Chazal to say like that? They had a tradition. But where did it come from? Because Ezra only refers to his two Chaverim. Chag, Zechariah never refers to Malachi. So it must be that he is Malachi. So he was a Novi. So they had a tradition, Kasalas Mishnah Terazais. The real Pshuto Shel Mikra Mishnah means Sefer Torah Sheni. Melech has an obligation to write a second Sefer Torah, or to commission a Sefer to write a second Sefer Torah. But in addition to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it also they had a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that the word Mishnah means Ksav Shah said Lihishtana. So they were waiting for a Navi to come and say, now is the time, Higi Hazman, to change the Ksav. So when Ezra came around, they didn't put him to death by saying is a Novi Asheker, because an imam and Shazas the Torah laws him muchlefes, the laws of the Torah never change. This says in the Chumash that is going to change. Yeah, other things also changed. We said about Birchas Hamazon, the text of the Birchas Hamazon changed over the years. That before Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, at the end of the 7 years, they only said Hazanah Sakot. And then Yeshua tikein Birchas Haaretz. After Yeshua conquered Eretz, so he had to add on the second bracha. After David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, he added on the beginning of the third bracha. And then when Shlomo HaMelech established the Beis HaMikdash, he added on the end of the third bracha, the two aspects to Yerushalayim. So that also changed over the years. That had to change over the years. The Rambam says, whatever change already. There's only one mitzvah left that's going to change in the future, the Ori Miklot, the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that for so many generations there are only six Ori Miklot, three in Eber HaYarden, and three in Eretz Yisrael, and Lasi Lovai, Ki Yachav Hashem Alakecha Az Gevulcham, and Eretz Yisrael will expand. So then it says, V'yasabta Lecha Od Shalosh Olim, Od Shalosh Arim, Alo Shalosh Oelim. You should add on another three Ori Miklot, adding up to the sum total of nine. So the Rambam writes that that's the only mitzvah that has yet to be changed, Lasi Lovai, when Eretz Yisrael will go all the way till the Euphrates, till Nahar Pros. Eretz Yisrael Hashleima, they're working on it. Eretz Yisrael Hashleima, yep. So the Rishonim are bothered with this kasha. How can it be that a later Bezdin, Abuda ben Mesera, is Mevatla Takana Sezra? Don't we have a din? Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatla Divi Benz Chavel and Ken Godel Hemena Bechokma of the Minyan. So the Rishonim give all kinds of answers. The Tosis there in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis gives an answer. Other Rishonim give answers. Here on this Daf Chav Beis, the Meiri has a very fascinating answer. He says the Gemara always presents this din that is learned out from the Pasuk here. 11 lines from the top of Chav Beis on Alva. Hodaitim levanecha levnei vanecha chsiv basrei malahalon beimu b'yir bereses avizian. Before also the Gemara learns it out from that Pasuk. On Chav Aleph on the Beis. Where was it again? Chav Aleph. Yeah, Chav Aleph in the middle of the number. Hodaitim levanecha levnei vanecha. So he says, it sounds like Ezra held that it was a din deraisa. It wasn't a din derabbanan. Rashi and most of the Rishonim say it's a takonas Ezra. That's the tenth of the tenth takonas Ezra in Bava Kama Pei Beis. It was a takonas derabbanan and asmachta on the pasuk. So the Miri thinks that it's not a takonas derabbanan. Ezra understood that it's a din deraisa. So why do you call it a takonas? So he refers you, the Miri refers you to the Gemara in Menachah Perek Rabbi Shmuel, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechman Zakkai was the chief rabbi for 40 years. The Gemara says he lived to the age of 120. So the first 40 years of his life, he went to work and he made $1 million and he retired. Today he can't retire at $1 million. If he has another 80 years to go, he won't be able to live on $1 million. He made $100 million, but anyway. And then he started learning. At the age of 40, he started learning until the age of 80. And then they appointed him chief rabbi. So he was chief rabbi for 40 years, from the age of 80 till 120. Then the Gemara says, under his leadership, under his chairmanship, his bezin made 9 takonis. And the Mishnah list off the 9 takonis. Some of them had to do with, he lived through the Churban Abayis. Quite a few of them had to do with the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev already. So one of the takonis of Rabbi Yechemez Zakkai, one of the 9 takonis was that Yom Tenufa Sa'omer, first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, when you bring the Minchas Hayom in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat Chodosh all day long. There's a bunch of Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, so you can eat Chodosh as soon as the Makra of the Minchas Hayom. The Mishnah says, when everybody hears in Yerushalayim that they brought the Minchas Hayom, then Hutar HaChodosh. But there's a bunch of Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so do you say, Hey Ram Mizrach is Matir, the early in the morning, it's already Mutar. Or do you say you have to wait till the end of the day? Why? Because the pasuk says, "Etz." How does it say? The lech of the kol bekamel asochlu means the chadosh, the tvur that was planted after last Pesach. You're not allowed to eat till it comes this Pesach. Lech of the kol bekamel asochlu chadosh. You're not allowed to eat. Aretzem hayom hazeh ad haviyachem esayim atnufa. Isn't that a contradiction? Ad haviyachem esayim atnufa means when you bring the mincha esayim eretz muta. Aretzem hayom hazeh means itzuma shel yom is mata. Yitzuma Shal Yom is the daytime part of the day as opposed to the nighttime part of the day. Yitzuma Shal Yom means in the day. So, So the Gemara says there's no contradiction. Ad haviachem is I matnufa. That's bisman shebeis hamigdusha yikaim, and they had the opportunity to bring minchas ha'omer. So when you korif ha'omer, hutar achorish. When you know that they brought the ha'omer on the beis hamigdush, there's mutter to eat the chorish. The Mishnah says that they never dilly dally past chatzos. The ha'omer was brought early in the morning, and even if they were slow, it would never take longer than chatzos. So all over the world, everybody knows when it's chatzos Yerushalayim time. For sure the Omer was brought already. Probably brought 7 o'clock in the morning, but for sure it's not going to be after Chatzos. That's how the Mishnah says. It depends where you live. If you live in California, so Chatzos is 10 hours later. You have to wait, it's going to be 10 hours earlier. 10 hours earlier. If you live in Russia, Chatzos will be after Chatzos in Russia. You have to wait till Chatzos in Yerushalayim. Or you have to call someone on the phone, Achalamay, to find out that they bring them in Chatzos yet. So that's where the Gemara resolves this apparent contradiction. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh ad haviyachem asoim atnufa bizman she'beis hamikdush ha'ikayim, and ad etzam ayam azay, yitzum ha'shel yom is matah, that's bizman she'ein beis hamikdush kayim. Yitzum ha'shel yom means the daytime part of Terzayin Nisan. So what does it mean? Ad sometimes means ad v'ad bechlal. Ad v'loy ad bechlal means till the beginning of the day of Tez Zayin Nisan, till Heir Panei HaMizrach. Arad means ad sof hayom, ad v'ad bechlal, till the end of the day. So the Gemara says that the ninth one of the Takanat Abiyach HaMazakah wasn't really a Takanat the Rabbana. The Yom Henef, Yom Tanuf HaSa'imah, Kula Yosah, the whole day, and Alad Eid Chodesh, after the Churban Abayis, that was Dorash V'Hiskin. The Mishnah calls it a Takanat, means he publicized his Dorasha. He publicized his pshat in the pasuk, but that was a din deraisa. That was not a din derabbanan. So the Meiri Adav Chabes has this fascinating comment. Just like there, it's listed as 9 takanas, and the ninth one, Yom Hanef Kulo Yosef Yom Tnuf Asaimer. You're not allowed to eat chodesh all day long after the churban abayis. That's a din deraisa. Dorash v'hiskin. So to over here, when the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Pei Beis lists off the Eser Takanas Ezra. So the 10th takan is that a balkeri is also a divrei Torah. That's a din deraisa. Ezra held that it's a din deraisa from the pasuk v'hidaitem lo v'necha v'livnei v'necha. It wasn't an asmachta. That's how he read the pasuk. So if you're dealing with a din deraisa, so later Bezna has a right to overturn it. They don't have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan. Ein bezn yochel levatel divrei bezna chaver, etc. And king gadol men b'chachma v'minyan. That's only if they want to repeal a rabbinic enactment. And earlier, Bez made a takana de rabbanon. Later, Bez wants to repeal, so they only have authority if they're greater b'chachma b'minyan. But if you want to disagree with the earlier Bez regarding how to darshan the psukim, ein lecha basa lakayna sheyeh b'yamim ha'ein, ein lecha l'shefid shebi'amecho, the Bezin of your generation has the right to disagree with the earlier Bezin, even if they're clearly not as great as the earlier Bezin. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein very often disagreed with the Nadi Behuda, with the Chassam Sofer, with the Shach, with the Vilna Gaon. So there was a Hungarian rabbi, very learned fellow, who was commissioned to put out a Sefer to destroy Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So he put out a Sefer, Mana L'Igoris. The Igoris Moshe was written by Moshe Feinstein. This guy wrote Mana L'Igoris, the response to the Igoris Moshe. It was printed by the same typesetter, the same people, and the same layout. It looks exactly the same. And he says, Rabbi Moshe was such a balgaiver, he thinks he's bigger than the Chassam Sofer, and bigger than Vilna Gaon, and bigger than the Nadi Yehuda, and who does he think he is? And he's Marba Mamzerim in Israel. A fantastic lotion that he has there. So when the fellow was setting the type, so he was shaking. The guy was shaking when he was setting the type. So he called up Rabbi Moshe, and he asked him, am I allowed to print this book? So Moshe said, what's the book? What is it all about? So he didn't tell him what it says. He just said, someone wrote a safe and he disagrees what the Rosh Yeshiva says. So he says he has the right to disagree. Of course he can print. But after it was printed, Ramosha said he was so hurt. How do you print such a thing? And you fool me into believing he's just disagreeing with me. So from that time on, the Igros Moshe were not printed by that printer. The last few volumes of the Igros Moshe were printed, the typesetter was somebody else. It wasn't Balshan. He was very hurt. The Agudas Rabbanan made an Issa. No one's allowed to buy the book. All the libraries have the book. Very fascinating book. So Moshe said, I don't think I'm greater than the Nadi Behuda. I don't think at all. Moshe happened to be an extremely humble person. I knew him. Many people knew him. Moshe. Extremely humble person. He's always Mu'uriv and Mabrias. A woman would carry on a conversation with him about how strawberries grow. He would continue the conversation. He was a very, very humble person. He wasn't at all arrogant. But he said he's not sure he's entitled to an opinion at all. But he said that people keep on pressuring him. They want to know what his opinion is. So he's expressing his opinion. The halacha says you have to express your honest to goodness opinion what you think the din is. So he thought that Nadi Behuda was wrong. He thought that Chassam Sofer was wrong. Whatever. So he felt he has to express his opinion. That's what it says in the Rishalmi also, in the opening Mishnah in Shviyas. Mishnah in the beginning of Shviyas says that Beishamai Besilol both hold that there's a din of Tosef Shviyas. That before Shnas HaShmita begins, a month before, a couple of months before, you have to already start observing to be Moisim Mechol Al HaKodesh. You have to add on to already do, to abstain from Melechas HaKarka. And then the Mishnah says later, Rabbi Gamliel, after the Churban Abayis, abolished the whole institution of Tosefes Shviyas. So all the Rishonim on the first Mishnah in Shviyas, the Rosh and the Rash, and the other Mepharshim, they all quote the Yerushalmi asks that he, Rabbi Gamliel, thought that he was greater than Bisham and Bisil put together, that they made a din, the Rabban, they made a din of Tosefes Shviyas. He did away with it. You have to be greater B'chachma Minyan. The Yerushalmi answers, no. Beishamai Bisil held that Tosef HaShviyas is a din daraisa. They didn't think, they didn't intend it as a takana de rabbanon. They thought that's pshat and the pasuk. Rabbi Gamliel disagreed. He had a right to disagree. Pshat and the pasuk. So you don't have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan. If each one of this is giving his honest to goodness opinion how to read, how to darshan the psukim and chumash. So that you don't have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan. In fact, the Gemara says in the middle of Zvachim, around Av Samach, that the Bais Sheni, the Mishnah in the end of Sukkah, describes how they did Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin in Bais Sheni. That the wine and the water on Sukkah had Nisach HaMayim, and all year long they had Nisach HaYayin. Sukkah had both, Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. So the water with the wine used to land on the Mizbeach for a while, and then it went down the pipes, down the Shishan. The Bais Rishon, it didn't land like that. It was on the side of the Mizbeach. Because they darshan the Psukim differently. The Bais Rishon, Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais Rishon. He darshan the Psukim one way. And then 70 years after the Churban Bais Rishon, they built the Bais Sheni. And they darshan the Psukim not like they knew what Shlomo HaMelech had done. They knew. There were people alive who remembered the Bais Rishon. There were Kohanim. There were people who remembered. And they felt they disagreed. So the Svasemis are not Gemara and Zvachim around the Avsamach as the Kashi mean that for 410 years of the Bais Rishon they were never Yotze once the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin because they always did it wrong. So he gives Alpi Hasidus, Alpi Kabbalah, he gives some kind of an answer why it had to be different. But the Pashtus says that's the din of Elu V'Elu Dibli Kimchai. In that generation they felt that this is the din. In this generation they felt the whole this is the din. A lot of times you have dinim. You have Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrayna. The original Bezni always paskin like the consensus. Whatever the Rav say. So in the Bais Rishon they paskin one way. In the Bais Sheni they paskin a different way. Yep. So that's the Miri hold. The Miri has that suggestion. That Kozman Takana Sezer was Betokfa wasn't the Takana de Rabban. It was Dorish Vahiskin. It was a real Droshik Mur de Raisa. And then later, Rabbi Yechanan ben Breika, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira did away with it. He held that that's not pshat in the pasuk. Shaila is the original din, what is the Raisa, the Rabbanon, the original din was both on Dibrei Torah, by Daitam lo v'necha v'levne v'necha, that's on Dibrei Torah, and on davening, that a Balkari is not allowed to daven, on both. Where's the pasuk on davening? Maybe davening was for sure the Rabbanon, I don't know. Because to say that is deraisa, you have to have a pasuk. The pasuk is only on learning, on the return, not on davening. But it's clear that the original takana says was that a balkari and a palet to Sheikh Lazar both not allowed to daven and not allowed to learn. And then when they reversed, when Rabbi Yechon,
maybe the davening was like the return because you weren't allowed to put it in ksav.
I mean the text of the davening is Torah Shabbat. Yeah. Okay, could be. I don't know, that could be. And then later, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira reversed it based on the pasuk. What about davening? When Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira abolished the takana de Rabbanon, or he disagreed on the level of the Raisa, So did he only abolish, did he only do away with the Takana Sezer with respect to learning? Or did he away with the whole Takana Sezer also with respect to davening? So that's a major machlokes HaRishayim, the Rambam and the Ravid. So usually you have the Ravid on the page with the Rambam, you have Asagas HaRavid. But there are a lot of places where we know the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and he didn't write Hasogas. There wasn't enough room on the page to write all the Hasogas that he had. We know in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, you have Shita Mekubetzes, quotes the Ravid Keseda as expressing opinions, and he doesn't write in the Hasogas on the Rambam. That's a question. Every time there is no Ravid, do you have the right to assume there is not Ravid printed on the page in the Rambam? You have a right to assume the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. If he would have disagreed, he would have written something. Well, not necessarily so. So in earlier generations, some of the Achrayim held that whenever we don't have a Hasagas HaRavid, you can count the Ravid as along with the Rambam. So if Ravid didn't write Hasag, it means that he agrees with the Rambam. And they say, I think the Chazanish and his disciple has said it's just not true. And now we see for sure it's not true. Now they keep on printing more Kisvayad, more Hasagas HaRavid that we're missing. So here also, there's no Ravid on the page, but the Rosh quotes that the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds that the Takana Sezer was only repealed with respect to learning, with respect to davening. You have to go to mikveh. So that's why the Hasidim go to mikveh. If they want to daven, they go to mikveh. Because they hold Takana Sezer, Balkari, was only abolished with respect to learning, with respect to davening, was never abolished. The Rambam writes explicitly not so. He quotes that there used to be a Takana Sezra, and then they abolished it, and they canceled it both with respect to learning and with respect to davening. But he says, the Rebbeinu Shlom can testify that I personally always go to mikveh before I daven. But he says, Meikra din, it's mutter, because Takana Sezra was abolished. And why does he, what did he gain by observing it if it was abolished? So the Kesem Mishnah asks that. Sahadi Bamraimim, I think the Rambam writes it. Baruch Hashem is going to testify me that I always go to mikveh. So the Kesem Mishnah says that Tesis in Bava Kama and Daf Pei Beis on the base raised the question, how did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir have the ability to abolish it? He wasn't greater b'chokhma v'minyan than Ezra. So the Tesis answers that he looked around and he saw that it's Ezer Shein Revatzi B'yichalim Lamed Bo. The people are just not observing it, so therefore he abolished it. So in other words, in principle, he really felt it was a good takon. Really, you should observe this takon. But he saw the ma'isa, the people are not observing it, so you should abolish such exerus. So the Rambam apparently thinks that the Kesem Mishnah interprets. Rambam apparently thinks that if you have such an exerus, the Rabbanon, that was instituted for good cause, and then it turns out that the Bezna had to abolish it because it's just not taken off the ground. So more correct is that the Yechidei Sgula should observe it. So the Rambam says that he personally still continued to observe it. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that even though the Gemara only says they abolish halakot devari koesh, ma'adivater eim kabel tuma, that's on Chod Beis and Ben Aleph, even though the main reason for abolishing is only with respect to Divrei Torah, but he abolished it completely, then he gets to davening as well. And the Ravid quoted by the Rosh over here disagrees. Could be it's a different Ravid, could be that the different Ravids. The Ravid's father-in-law was also known as the Ravid, Roah Abbezin, the one who wrote the Eshkol. The Ravid married the daughter of the Ravid. The Shach writes in Yerideya that there are two different. There are three different Ravids. One of them wrote the Sefer HaKabbalah, a history book that's not too reliable, with a lot of Bava Mises in it. So they never quote him B'negiah to Halacha. But there are two Ravids who are quoted in Halacha. One was the father-in-law, the Baal HaEshkol, and one was the Baal HaSogas. So the Shach writes in Yeridei that sometimes there's a contradiction between what they quote here from the Ravid, what they quote there. You should know that there are two different Ravids. You've got to figure out which one is this Ravid, which one is that Ravid. So that's what we have today, that we did away with the Takana Ezra. Yeah. And what did Ezra require? You have to be toivel and a mikveh in order that the Balkari should be, or the Paleti Shechazer, in order that they should be allowed to daven, in order that they should be allowed to learn Torah. The Gemara says you have to be toivel and a mikveh. So the Gemara talks a little bit interesting. The Gemara talks a little bit on the next daf, on daf chav. Base on the base. in the middle of the daf. So the Gemara quotes, "Hadam Rab Yehuda Mem So Mikom Makom." We'll make it, anything goes. If you toivel a Mem So, if it takonas Ezra, anything goes. What does it mean? Anything goes. The Gemara says, "Lo Shana Vela Bikarka." If the Mem So a mikveh has to have a boim so, so he says it's only good for Tfilas Ezra, but Takana says, if the memsoah is bikak, abu bekele, what if you have a bathtub that has memsoah? The guy's going to be toivel in the bathtub, submerged under the water, loit, if it's bikleen over. Charoma, afile bikele minam. Even if it's in a kli, they're also make. If the water's in a kli, it's absolutely possible for tvila, for a tome, on the level of their isa. But for Takzazri, you don't need that it should become tahor. You just need Be'ema bir beresis of azir. So he submerges under water, even though it doesn't accomplish tahara. He still has the exact same tumah as balkari that he had before, but he made a hachana. He made a hachana for limud haTorah. He made a hachana for davening. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Navi. He can likras alakecha yisro. More in the first parak in Shabbos says you have to dress up nicely when you want to daven. You shouldn't just walk into shul like this and daven. You have to dress up nicely. He can likras alakecha yisro. So Takana says it was. The guy was Isaac in Tashmish Shamito, became a Balkari. So that's Kalus Rosh, the mitzvah, but it's Kalus Rosh. So he should put himself in a serious mood by being Teufel, even though the Tvilev is not going to be Matarim. He's going to be Teufel in a Kli. So now the Gemara wants to know, what is that Loshen that Rabbi Yudah said? If you say it's even good if you're Teufel in a Kli, so the Tvilev doesn't accomplish Tahara at all. So the Katani, that's why it says in the Brisa, you don't have a mem so mikomakom, even if it's in the kli, even though it doesn't correspond to Ilchas Tahar. But if you're going to say that Takonas Ezra is only satisfied if you're going to be tevil in mem so in the karka, so why is it called mem so mikomakom? Anything goes. What do you mean anything goes? No, it has to be bekarka. The kelim lo, if you tovel in a kli, it's no good. So me'al koma kom lasu imai. The Gemara asks, why did the Brisa quote the Tana Reb Yudah? I did katani. Why does it say in the Brisa Reb Yudah? I'm a mem so me koma kom. Anything goes. What do you mean anything goes? Everything lasu imai. Everything more. The first wide line. There are narrow lines and chodbeis and narrow lines and wide lines and very wide lines. So the medium size long lines. So that's on the first wide line. The Maim Shuvim is good for Takonas Ezra. Maim Shuvim is good for Takonas Ezra. What's Taka the Dinner? What does it mean, Maim Shuvim? If you have water was contained in a bucket, then you pour it into the mikveh. So that's a din. Maim Shuvim is no good for mikveh. So there's a big machlek is the Riyah and the Rabbein Tam, whether that din, Maim Shuvim, is no good for mikveh. Is that a din der Eis, or is that only a din der Rabbanim? So the Rishonim seem to hold, if it's Rove, you have to have Arboim Soh. So if you have 21 Soh water, it rained from the sky. The rain came down from the sky. And 21 Soh of water fell into the mikveh without Shuvim. And then you fill up the last 19 Soh. So it's Miut is Shuvim, and the Rove is not Shuvim. So that's Koshim and Ator. You say Ruba Kukula, since you can't be tovel in the mikveh that only has 21 saw. That's not called ruba kukula. If you have 40 saw, you don't say ruba kukula on a shear. If that person is going to eat the kazayis of chazim, is going to get malchus, so he'll eat roif kazayis. So you don't get malchus for eating roif kazayis. You don't say ruba kukula. But if you have mem saw, you have a mikveh mem saw. Roif of the mikveh is not shuvim. So on the level of the rice, you say ruba kukula, the whole mikveh is good. It's only mid the Rabbanan that you need all the Aboim So should be all the Aboim So should be Nansha Uvi. So that's Taisus and Baba Basra and Taisus and Baba Kama has a list of contradictions in various Gemara. Some Gemara seem to imply that Kulo Shov, if the whole mikvah, Rubo Shov, if 21 so out of the 40. Ashuvim, would that be absul derais absul derabban? So that's a machlekes. Machlekes in Riyan Rabbein Tam. Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. The Machaber says that even Kula Shav is only the Rabbanon. If the whole mikveh shuvim, it's only the Rabbanon. And therefore, since only the Rabbanon, so there's room to be mekel. The lot of Kula Safik shuvim is lahakel even in excess of Safik derabban lekula. Sofik Rabbanon Kula applies to any Din the Rabbanon. Sofik Shulun Lekula is even more Lehokel than any other Sofik the Rabbanon. So the Mechaber says Sofik Shuvim Lehokel even Kula Shov. And the Ramon Hilchus Mikvos disagrees and he says we should follow the other opinion in Tosfos that Kula Shov is a Psul Deraisa. So this Gemara is a little problematic, no? The Gemara says, but Takona says, we allow the Tome, we allow the Balkari to be Toivel in a mikveh, that's all Shuvim. We allow it to be Toivel in a Maim Shuvim, but you don't allow him to be Toivel in a Kli. Why is there a difference? If you say, Kula Sha'uv is only the Rabbanan, but Tvila B'Kli is a Psul Deraisa. Okay, so it's Nicha. So the Balkari has to have a tefila that should be valid on the level of their eyes. You don't introduce all the chumis the rabbana by a Balkari. By a woman who wants to go to mikveh to be mutaris lebaila by tmeim, they should be tahor, that they when they touch something should be mutamin. So then you have all the dinim the rabbana. But by takanas Ezra, you can rely on the dinim the eyes. So then if your old kulushov is only the rabbanon, so it's nicha the distinction. Tefila and a kli is no good minatora. And Kulashov is good menatera, so it's no problem. But if you hold the Ramah is machman, that Kulashov is a psul deraisa, so we don't really understand why should there be a difference. But Takana says, if you tovel in a memso in a kli, it's no good. But if you tovel in a mikvah, in the karka, that's Kulashov, it is good. Why? That's a psul deraisa. It is a psul deraisa. But in the simple pashtus of the Gemara seems to imply that Kulashov is only the Rabbanah. That's why there's room to be makel over here. Also a shayla. Let's say the dinim of chatzitza. So when a Torah chatzitza on the body passes the tefila only if it has tartu l'reyusa. It's roiv of the surface of the body is covered, and it's a ruba umakbi, and it's a chatzitza that the person is not happy about. The person, let's say, full of dirt on his body, full of ink. So if the guy is a surfer and he's always writing, always getting ink on his body, or if he's a painter and he always gets paint on his body, and he goes to weddings with the paint on his body, that's the way he goes all the time. He always has paint, he always has. So then that's a eino makbid. But let's say a person is not a surfer, a person is not a painter, and whatever he has ink, whenever he has paint, he wants to take it off. He may not be able to take it off right now, but in principle he wants to take it off, so that's called a makbid. So in a Torah, it's only considered a chatzitz if you have tarka de reyusa. If you have rubai, roiva, the surface of the body is covered with a chatzitz, and he's makbid, he wants to get it off. But in the Rabbanan, they made a chumra, even if you have rubai veina makbid, even if you have miyuta makbid, that's considered a chatzitz. So what about for Takana's balikari? The Takana says that the balikari has to go to mikveh. So true, we really follow the Rambam that it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, but the Rambam himself says that he would always be careful about it. And you have the Ravid holds against the Rambam. The Ravid holds that everybody has to go to mikveh before. So they have to be makbid, they have to be careful about chatzitzas the Rabbanah. Most of the time chatzitzas are only the Rabbanah. It's very rare to have a rubo your makbid. Chatzitza, roiv of the surface of the body with a makbid is very rare. So I think the Achronim are make a lot on that. They say that chatzitzes the Rabbanon don't apply to the Balkari. Just like Nehemiah says, Shuvim doesn't apply. Pasha is because Shuvim is only the Rabbanon. Kulashov is only the Rabbanon. And there was a great Goyen. There was a great Goyen 100 years ago, Abitzel Ponevezher. He was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He was the biggest Baal Mechadish of the generation. But he was such a big Baal Mechadish, he thought out of the box. He thought when he thought what the din is, he just ignored what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and he ignored what it says in the Rambam. The Gemaras he can't ignore, but once in a while he would forget a Gemara. So if you're an original thinker, you got to be careful to make sure you don't contradict the Gemara. So he had in this big Machlekes of Rishayim, the steer between the various Gemaras. Some Gemaras seem to imply that a mikveh that's legamei sha'uv is a psul deraisa. Some Gemara seem to imply that the shuvim is only the rabbanon. This Gemara sounds like kula shav is only the rabbanon. That's why you makel. Tvila bikli, you're not makel, for Takana says it. But kula shav, you makel, because it's only Takana says it. It sounds from this Gemara that shuvim is only the rabbanon. So it's a steer of various Gemaras. So that was the root of the machlekes, the rei and the rabbein atam. What's really the din? Whether shuvim is the rice of the rabbanon. So Abitzel Ponevezher had a suggestion. Sometimes they're Isis, sometimes they're Abana, depending. Are you toivel in the mikveh to remove tumah, then shuvim is a psul deraisa. But if you toivel in the mikveh to anishas, tovelis to be materis labayla, that's unrelated. The din is that anisha who's a nida is an avatuma. Anisha who's a nida is asur labayla. They're two, they're not always connected with each other. Sometimes you can have that the woman will be an avatuma and she'll be materis labayla. Sometimes she'll be asur labayla, she won't be an avatuma. It's not always totally that the same. Abitzel Panavesha had this fantastic suggestion that what's wrong with Shuvim? What's wrong with Shuvim? So he said that the Mishnayis in Mikvoyas have a din, and the Mishnah never tells you what the Pasuk is that it's based on. So the Gemara in Zvachim of all places, around Abchafei, the Gemara in Zvachim tells you a drush from a Pasuk. Ach mayin abor mikveh mayin mihi a tohar. So Pasha Pshat is, if a person is Tomei, and he's Tovel either in a mikveh or in a mayon, a mikveh means rainwater, the rainwater fell down, and it's stationary, it's not rolling. If it's rolling, then it's Zechlem, so Zechlem is no good. And if it's stationary, it's Be'eshborin, there's a shever, there's a crack in the ground, so that's Be'eshborin, the water is in a crack, it's standing still. So that's a mikveh. Mikveh means cover the kaimi. The water is stagnant. The water is standing still. And a mayan is, the water comes doesn't come from the sky. It comes from under the ground. And then the water is rolling on. And it keeps on rolling. If the water is not rolling, then it's a mikveh. Then it's not a mayan. So they're two different things. So sometimes you need dafka mayan. You can't say you need dafka mikveh. Azav needs dafka mayim chai. Mayim chai means a mayan. All the other tameim can either be tovel in a mikvah or in a mayim. To be tovel, yeah. So the pshuta shal mikvah and the pasuk reads ach mayim abor mikvah mayim yihir tohar. If a person is tamei and he goes to a mikvah or he goes to a mayim, one ach mayim or bor mikvah mayim, you tovel in a mayim or you tovel in a mikvah, you either one or the other. Yeto, you will become Tohar. That's the Pasha Pshat and Pasuk. So the Gemara in Zvachim interprets a Mishnah in Mikvos that in addition to the Pshut Rishon Mikvah, there's an additional level of interpretation. Yihi Yetohar goes on the Hishavos HaMikvah. Let's say I want it, there's water all over the place. It was pouring, there's water all over, and there isn't Memsah in the bor. So I take a broom and I push the water into the mikveh. So a person is a dovah hamakabal tumah. A Jewish person is a dovah hamakabal tumah. Or a kli, usually kelim hamakabal tumah. There are a couple of kelim that are not makabal tumah. Kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adoma, are not makabal tumah. But most normal kelim hamakabal tumah. So let's say if I have the water in a container, this is plastic. I don't know what this is. Plastic is probably maybe is not makabal tumah. But let's say you have a kli, a metal kli, glass kli, mekabel tumim in the rabbanim. So if you add water in a container and you pour it into the mikveh, that's called havayasa shaloi ayidei tahara. The pasuk reads, achmayin abarim mayim yihi atohar. So the pshutu shal mikveh means the adam tumi who will be tovel and the mayim and the mikveh will become tohar. And the additional level of interpretation goes on creating the mikveh, creating the mayim. It has to be havayasa shal hamikveh. If his savas hamikvah is like they dover hamakabel tumah, then it's no good. So if a person pushes the water into the mikveh, the person is a dover hamakabel tumah. So then the whole mikveh is possible. That's a din derais. So this is Rabitza Lepanavesha had a suggestion that totally not accepted, but this was his original chiddush that if a person wants to become tohar, a tummy wants to be tevel mikveh to become tohar. So you have to be mocked, but everything should be alatzara yasetayv of tahara. So if you're gonna, water is gonna go directly from a dover hamakabel tumah into the mikveh. How can that mikveh be matar me if the mikveh was created through a dover hamakabel tumah? You have to have the mikveh should be created shaloi a dover hamakabel tumah. But if the whole value of the mikveh is to be matarisha lebaylo, that's not to remove tumah. We don't care whether the needle will remain in avatumah or not. So there's no din of Havayos HaGdeidah B'Hamakabal Tumah. And the din of Maim Shuvim is a din deraisa, because usually a kli is a Dabar HaMakabal Tumah. So it'll be a din deraisa. It'll be a din deraisa if you're interested in Tvila to be Metariyu. But if you're interested in Tvila Labaila, Lahata Labaila, that's a different din. So then Maim Shuvim will only be the Rabbanah. It's a fantastic Hiddush, and it's not accepted la'alacha. It's not accepted. They tell over the story that once Reb Chaim was away, and when he came, he was away for a couple of days. When he came home, so he heard that Rabbi Tzal Aponovich had visited and stayed overnight at his home. So he asked his son, Rabbi Belvala, who was single, no, did you talk to him in learning? He's so original, such an original thing. He said, yeah. He spoke to him in learning. So he said, no, did you hear any Hiddush? He said, yeah. So he said, you're not excited, he's so fantastic. He said, yeah, he said, Rabbi Tzal Aponovich, you can show him, one Gemara says white, one Gemara says black, he'll give you a teretz. He could always figure out a chilek to give a teretz. So Abdelbala said, everything was fantastic, but it was a mukhrach. You could say like that, but he had no right from the Gemara that that's the correct answer. The svara is a sharp svara, a difference between tvila and a mikvah for the purpose of being mitar the person, a tvila and mikvah to be matar yishal abayla. It's a different din. He was an original thing. So the way he said, here, for Takonis Ezra purposes, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's a tefillah that's matir. Because the Brisa said, where the Gemara quote the Brisa? And Chabesam and Aleph. Vadaitam lo vanech, here, 10 lines from the top. Vikan omer chachamim, azavim ham tzuram and boim, alanidis matur, mikros matur. All the other tamim are okay. A Tommy can learn Torah, a Tommy can daven. The only one who can't daven is a Balkari. So it's not because of the Tumas Balkari. It's because of the Kalos Rosh. So then the Tvila and the Mikvah is not for necessarily for the purpose of removing the Tumah, even if it doesn't succeed in removing the Tumah. You have to have a Tvila and a Mikvah. So over here, according to Rabbi Tzal, it would make sense to be Mekel on the Shuvim. Because the Shuvim is only because a Kli is usually Mekabel Tumah. You need Habiyasai to Dabar Sheni Mekabel Tumah. But the whole thing is not correct. The Pashtus is this. And none of the Rishonim said like that. That's not the correct answer. Yeah, other Chidushim also. We said over. Yesterday I said over. He has a Chidush that on Chanukah you're not allowed to say a Hespit. Because Chanukah, the Amir Teifim and Megillas Tainus, they're all also the Tainus, and some of them are even so Chomor also the Hespid. So Rabbi Tzal had a Chiddush, you're not allowed to say a Hespid unless you're one of the Kroivim. But if you're in a state of Aninus, so the Mishnah says, Misha Meis Mutal Afonov is not allowed to do any mitzvah. So he's not allowed to do the mitzvah of Simchas Chanukah. The only Issa Hespid is because of the mitzvah of Simcha. So if the one who wants to deliver the Hespid is one of the Oinanim, who are not allowed to do the mitzvah of Simcha, so they're allowed to deliver a Hespid.
But people are listening.
Oh, so that his opinion wasn't accepted because the listeners are also in violation. Not only is it forbidden to deliver Hespid on a Yantav, you're not allowed to listen to a Hespid either. Doesn't help. Let's say Yantav Sheni Shal Golias in Eretz Yisrael. So you have Bnei Chutz Lords are there. So they're going to have a funeral, so someone's going to deliver Hespid. The last day yontif, not chalamot, you don't deliver hesped either. The last day yontif. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's chol. It's already Yisrochad. It's after yontif. So the Bnei Chutz Lords over there are not allowed to listen to the hesped. Not only they're not allowed to, not only you're not allowed to deliver hesped on yontif, you're not allowed to listen to a hesped either. Even though there in Chutz in Eretz Yisrael, the Israelis are not observing yontif sheni. So they can deliver all the hespedim they want, but the Bnei Chutz Lords who are visiting are observing Yontif on the last day, so they're not allowed to listen to a husband. He had a lot of original chidushim and they were never accepted. Yeah. So that's the background of what's going on over here. You have Takanas Ezra, that the Balkari is not allowed to learn, not allowed to dab, and in the later generation, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisera did away with it. We assume Yikra then it was abolished both with respect, like the Rambam, both with respect to davening and with respect to Limud HaTorah. This is Sefer Shabbos Tshuvos Ben HaShamayim by the Rabbeinu Tam, a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. His name is also Yankev Ish Tam, Yoshev Ahol. The Rabbeinu Tam's name is Yankev, and they called him Rabbeinu Tam, and he had a Talmud whose name is Yankev, and they called him also Rabbeinu Tam. So that Talmud used to think of learning all day long, so when he went to sleep, he was dreaming and learning also. So in his dreams, he used to ask the angels shilas. He dreamt that he's asking the angels shilas and halacha. And the angels always gave him a non-committal answer. They never gave a straight answer. So he asked them, one of the things he asked, what's the din about the Takanas Ezra with respect to davening? Do you have to go to mikveh to daven? Bismanazeh. After Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser abolished the Takanas Ezra, did he only abolish it when he get to learning? Did he even abolish it when he get to davening? So he says it's a machloikis, and the angels don't want to get involved over here. He says maybe the Baal Tefillin Yom and the Roim should be Machmen. That's where it comes from, that the Aseres Meitshuva were more Machmen, so people go to Mikvah before Rosh Hashanah because of that passage in the Shalosh Teshuvos Ben Hashamayim. Yeah, so this is the topic that from here till the end of the Perek is going to be discussing this topic. What's a din of Toibo v'sheretz biyodoi? That's an expression. A person touches a dead sheretz, the shmeinu shvatzim that are metame b'moisam. So if a person touches a dead sheretz, that's metame him. So he has to let go, and then he has to go to the mikveh, and he'll be a tful yom. What he was toivel in the mikveh is still holding on to the dead sheretz. So it doesn't help that he was toivel in the mikveh. The second he comes out of the mikveh, he becomes tummy again. So still holding on to the dead sheretz. So that's a shaila that they ask in the yeshivas. What's the din? A table of the sheretz biyodai doesn't mean that tefillah helped to remove the tumor, but mikana l'abo is still touching the sheretz. Is metamehim anu? Or should you say, no, a table of the sheretz biyodai, the tefillah never got off the ground in the first place. Since he's holding on to the sheretz, tefillah never got off the ground in the first place. So here there's a discussion, the last Mishnah in the Perek, Chavov and Aleph, the last Mishnah in the Perek. There's a discussion. A person is a Balkari, and then he becomes a Zav. There's going to be Toivon, a Zav needs Shivinikim. A Balkari does need Shivinikim. So if the fellow is going to be Toivon in the mikveh to remove Tumas Keri, but he's still going to have Tumas Ziva is a bigger tumor. So that's like a Toivon with Sheretz Biyodah. So doesn't make sense that he should. That he should go to mikveh? Or let's say a woman is a polet teshichva zera. The woman had tashmish, so she's a polet teshichva zera, so she's not allowed to daven. Before the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser, not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn Torah. Until she goes to a mikveh. So what if she's going to go to a mikveh, but she became a nida the next day? She was a polet teshichva zera, then she becomes a nida. The nida has to wait 7 days? Till she goes to the mikveh. So the going to the mikveh is going to be lo malav al merik. It's going to be like a table of the sheretz biyodai. The balkeri, or the woman, polet shechazera, wants to shake off the lesser tumor of balkeri, or the tumor of poletas, but they have the bigger tumor on their head. They have the tumor of zav, which needs shemenikim. And the woman who was yesterday a polet shechazera, today she became a nido. So the nida has to wait 7 days to go to mikveh. So when they go to mikveh, it's not really metahir. If they're going to go to mikveh for Takanas Ezra, they're not really going to be metahir then. So that's the question, do you really have to be, in order to satisfy the Takanas Ezra, do you have to go to mikveh in such a way that it should be metahir you? Oh no, just hikon. You went to mikveh, even though it's not metahir, even though it's maim shuvim. In one opinion, even if it's tefillah b'kli, it was absolutely not a mikveh at all. Still, there was a machlokes, afilu b'kelim, or afilu b'mayim shuvim, mem so mikol makom, you may call something over there. So that's going to be a discussion at the end of the perek. If the balkeri or the polet shechazer are going to have a bigger tumah hanging on them, maybe I should declare in such a case that that's like a tevel v'sheretz biyodai. And the whole tefillah is not going to be metari at all from the tumas balkeri, from the tumas paletas, but maybe it doesn't bother me. Maybe we don't care. It's like all the other tumayim are allowed to daven and learn. We're just makbid, they should go through a hikon. They should be toivel in a mikveh. Even in the mikveh is not going to be metari then. So that's going to be coming up over here. Yeah, originally the Gemara on Chaf Aleph on the base, Gemara is treating that pasuk "Hadaitam lo vanecha v'lev nevanecha," where it says Dvarim chapter Dalin. Yomer she'emata v'nashem alatecha b'chorev. So the Gemara treats it like smuchim. Smuchim usually means you have two dinim and two different psukim. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, we treat that like a hekesh. We assume there's going to be a connection. Or even Zoch v'Shomer are in different parshios. One is in Yisram, one is in Vaischanan, but we assume Zoch v'Shomer b'dibur echad nemru. They were proclaimed simultaneously, and therefore, since they were proclaimed simultaneously, it's stronger than a hekesh. Hekesh means you have two dinim, one in the beginning of the pasuk, one in the end of the pasuk. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaims Zoch v'Shomer b'vasachas mamish, mashein ha'pei yecholu l'dabe v'lo hozen yecholu l'shmoya. So Zoch v'Shomer b'dibur echad nemru, that's certainly treated like a hekesh. And what is smuchim? So smuchim means you have two different dinim and two different psukim. So do you assume that it has the same din like a hekesh, as if the two dinim would have been written in the same pasuk? That would be a hekesh l'chol ha'deis. Or not? You don't darshan smuchim. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether you darshan smuchim in kol ha'Torah kula. In Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says you do darshan smuchim here on daf chaf aleph on the base. Sort of in the middle, where it says on the left-hand margin, Yevamos Daf Dalet. That's the sugya in the beginning of Yevamos. But the Gemara says, even according to the Tanaim, who don't darshan smuchim mibereshes through Bamidbar, Tanachum Mishdvarim, the Gemara gives two reasons why they do darshan smuchim. Tanachum Mishdvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing everything, is reviewing the whole Torah Shebaal Peh with Bnei Yisrael. And when you review Torah Shebaal Peh, so you say by association, how does he know what order to say the din is going to say? All the dinim that begin with an aleph, then all the dinim that begin with a base, then all the dinim begin with a gimel. People don't think like that. So he says one din, and then he says by association that reminds him of another din. Then that din reminds him of a third din, and the third din reminds him of a fourth din. So in Chumash Dvarim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking the whole time before he dies, and he wants to transmit the whole Torah Shebaal Peh to Bnei Yisrael. So he presented it in such a way. The Chumash is not necessarily verbatim what Moshe Rabbeinu said, but the Ribbono Shel Olam wrote it in the order that he said it. And the order that he said it was, he said din number two is related to din number one by association. There's some relationship. So that's why the Gemara says, in Chumash Dvarim, Darshan Smuchim. So this is in Dvarim chapter Dalet. The Gemara treats these two psukim as a smuchim. It's not exactly. The smuchim is usually, you have two different dinim in the two psukim. Here you read it as "Daitem levenecha yom shel mata v'tan Hashem lakach l'orav." You can read it together. You should transmit the Torah to the next generation, just like "Kayom asher amarta," just like when you stood at Har Sinai, everything was be'em of bir bereses of azia. So too, throughout all the future generations, it should be like that. And the Balkari is with kalos rosh, so you tell him he should go to the mikvah. So that's what the Gemara says. Are you going to tell me that Reb Yudah is the Tana who usually doesn't darshan smuchim? The Gemara says, how do you know in other places outside of Chumash Dvarim that Reb Yudah is the Tana who doesn't darshan smuchim? The Gemara says, well, that's a machlokes Reb Yudah and Ben Azai. So the Gemara quotes the Tanya. We have a braisa. It says on the side, Sanhedrin daf, what is it? Samachlai? Samachvav? Daf Samachlai? So the Gemara quotes the Tanya, Ben Azai Yomeh, Nema Mechashef Eloi Sechai, Nema Kol Shechem Be'ema, Mos Yumos, one next to the other. It's in Mishpatim. That's in Mishpatim. It says Shmos Chav Beis on the side. Smocho Inyan Lo. One is Samach to the other. One is right next to the other. Loi Maloch. Ben Azai holds that Yidarsh and Smuchim even in Parshas Mishpatim. Even in Chumash Shmos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Not just in Dvar. So he says, "Smocho in yallah, the two are one next to the other. Loima to teach him Hashechem behema biskilap and Hashef anami biskilap." Amalei Reb Yudah, but Reb Yudah disagrees with Ben Azai. Amalei Reb Yudah, "Chim ifnei smocho in yallah, notzi lezel skilo." I don't believe in your smuchim. I don't hold from smuchim. Then the Gemara is going to prove he doesn't hold from smuchim. And the first four chumashim, bereishis through Bamidbar. But in Chumash Dvarim, everybody agrees that you do darshan smuchim. So this is the original machlokes, Ben Azai and Reb Yudah. Do you darshan smuchim in Kol HaTorah Kula, or only in Chumash Dvarim? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Ben Azan, Bechem Epnesha, Smocha, Inyan, Lo, Mishka Behema, is written right next to Mechashev. So they should have something in common. No, it's Yerzula Skila. You should establish a Skila based on the Darshan and Smuchim. He doesn't agree. He gives a different marker. How do you know that the Mechashev or Loisachaya gets a Skila? He also agrees, Allah Hamai says Skila, but a different marker. So the Gemara says, that's the Mokka, the Rebbe Yehuda, and Kol HaTorah doesn't believe in Smuchim. And then Ubi Mishnah Torah, on the third white line, on Chaf Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, Ubi Mishnah Torah, that's Chumash Dvarim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing everything before he dies. That's called Mishnah Torah. Ubi Mishnah Torah, Chumash Dvarim, in honor of the Dorish. I didn't know Rebbe Yehuda is the Tana who does subscribe to Smuchim. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, we have a Brisa. There's a machlokes hatanoim anusa saviv umefuta saviv. Let's say I want to marry a girl and I once had an affair with her sister, but I was never married to this sister. So if I was once married to a woman and I get divorced and the first wife is still alive, she's not allowed to marry achas ishta bichayeha. If the first wife dies, that's not bichayeha, that is mutter. That used to be the practice in Europe in many generations. When a man would be married and he had children and the wife would die, so the wife's sister usually helped raise the children. The aunt usually helped raise the children, the younger sister. So the practice used to be that the husband would marry the achis ishta, achamis ishta, because it was a natural. She would take care of, she had already taken care of the children. She was already babysitter. She was there half the time anyway. So that was understandable. They even had a practice in some communities, they would hold up the burial. If the girl didn't agree to marry the brother-in-law, they would hold up the burial of the sister, of the first wife, until she would agree. Placing pressure on the young girl that she has to marry the brother-in-law. What if she doesn't want to? Apparently, they didn't care so much. She does want, she doesn't want. They would insist that she should stay married. It's a different world we live in today, yeah. But, so achis ishtai is muta lachamis ishtai. But if the first wife is still alive, and even though you divorced her, you're not allowed to marry, achis ishtai. But what if I had an affair with one girl, and then I want to marry the sister? So that's the name of the perek in Yivam. It's nosa malhu anusa v'al hamafuta. You're permitted to marry the sister. Or let's say you're not allowed to marry isha ubita. So let's say I had an affair with an older woman, and then I never married her. And then later on, I'm interested in marrying her daughter. So if they let me, I'm permitted. The din of Isha Bita only applies if I was married to one of them. Achis Ishta is only if I was married to one of them, then you're not allowed to marry the other one. So what about my father's wife, Isha Sov? Isha Sov is only if she was once married to my father. She's still married to my father. She's an Eshes Ish, so forget about Eshes Sov. But like she was never married. If she was once married to my father and then they get divorced, so that's the Pasuk in Chumash. Eshes Sov is also, even though the father died, you're not allowed to marry Eshes Sov, and even though the father divorced her, you're not allowed to marry Eshes Sov. What if the father had an affair with a woman? Do you say, Noisim ala nusav ala mafuta? So that's a machlekes. That's the Brisa here, the third white line. And Chofala from a base. The Tanya ends off. The Tanya, we have Lezer Eimer. Not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. Not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. Kozman, she's still married to my son. She's an Eshes Ish. My son dies, or my son divorces her. So that's the din. You're not allowed to marry Kalosai. It's a pasuk in Chumash. But that's only if my son was once married to the woman. What if my son had an affair with this woman? So that's mutter, anusas bino, mufutas bino, that's mutter. And we pass like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Lezer. No, sir, you're permitted to marry anusas or mufutas or. And the Tanar Rabbi Yehuda, oisab anusas or mufutas or. He hold that that's the one exception to the rule. Even though the Perek says, no, sir, malu anusav ala mufuta, you're not allowed to marry achis ishtai, only if he was once married to one of them. You're not allowed to marry kalosai, only if the son was once married to the girl. But Eisha Saviv is even if the father was never married to the woman. Why not? Well, how do you know that that's so? Well, Rav Gidla, Rav, my time, Rav Yehuda, where did he get it from? because in Chumash Dvarim he darshan smuchim. What does it say? Loikach ish esesh esavi, but loigala kenaf aviv. What it means loigala kenaf aviv? Kenaf shera aviv. Loikach ish esesh esavi means that my father was once married to the woman, and he divorced her. The father died, but then it says loigala kenaf aviv. That means kenaf shera aviv. The girl that my father had an affair with. Lo yigal, you're not allowed to marry. Freg di Gemara. How do you know to interpret like that? That it goes on anusa. I mean, my de banusa saviv ksiv. And the Gemara, the samach le, because the next pasuk says, and also nisha shechavima that oynes a mefat. They have to pay money. So you see that a mishnah Torah Rabbi Yehuda darshin smuchim. That's what we usually assume. That's the Gemara Yivam is daftalit. In kol ha tarkula bereishis through ba midba you don't darshin smuchim. And chumish dvarim is different. Kol chumish dvarim is Torah shabal peh. And it's Moshe Rabbeinu's last maimed before he dies. He wants to transmit the whole Torah Shabbat Peh to Bnei Yisrael. That's a Gemara in the Dorim around Daf Lamed Daled. The Gemara says, originally the Rabban Shalom only gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, you can keep it for yourself, you don't have to share it with anybody else. But Moshe Rabbeinu was good-hearted, so he decided he's going to share it with everybody. He was a Toivai. So he shared it with everybody. I said, what do you mean? The Rabban Shalom gave the mitzvahs only to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told Moshe Rabbeinu he has to teach the Torah to everybody. It's not that he was good-hearted. Mara says, no. It means the koyach had to figure out dinah from the psukim. That's what we spend all the time. We spend so much time learning. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told he has to tell Bnei Yisrael kitzu shulchan aruch. The bottom line, what are the dinim? He has to tell to them very clearly. Presented to them kishulchan aruch, like a table, everything has to be made clear. But he doesn't have to tell them how to figure out dinim by reading in between the lines. He had a right to keep that for his own family if he wanted to. But the Gemara says he was noik, he was a tovayin huyivach, he was good-hearted. So he gave it over to Bnei Yisrael, he gave everything over. So when did that happen? When did Moshe Rabbeinu give it over to Bnei Yisrael? That's before he died. That's what the Netziv has in his commentary on the beginning of Chumash Dvarim. That Gemara in the Dvarim that says Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted the whole Torah Shabbat Peh to Bnei Yisrael, not only the Dinin, but the whole Shakal Vitaria and the whole style, the whole Derech HaLimud, had a darshan the Psukim. That was before he died. So that's what the Gemara says. The whole Mishnah Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu Mipiatzma Amora. He's chazming all the Dinin, and he's saying by association, he says one Din. Then reminds him of another din, and secondly reminds him of a third din of a fourth din. But that's why in Chumash Dvarim, we assume that you do darshan smuch. We have many, many, many famous drushes, many, many, many famous dinim that are based on smuchim. Chumash Dvarim, the whole institution of Malkus. And who it says, if it's Dikwas HaTzarek, if she was a Rosha, v'hayon bin HaKos HaRosha. If a person is a Rosha, you give him Malkus. Who? Which Rosha? So the Gemara says, that pasuk, says right next to Losachsim Sharbidisha. So that's what all the Tanaim say in Perik Ele and Aloiken, the last Perik and the third Perik in Makkos. Everything is based on Dumi Delav Dechasima. Whatever is sufficiently similar to Losachsim Sharbidisha gets Malkus. Then you have many other psukim. Kshat Melos Al Yadecha, Chsavta Mal Mezuzas Beisecha Bisharecha, and Kriyashma, one pasuk next to the other. So the Gemara says a woman cannot write a Sefer Torah. Only one can write a chsavta mal mezuzah beisech v'sharecha. Only such a person can write a mezuzah, write a sefer Torah, who is mechuyav ben hanochas tefillin. The women are not mechuyav ben hanochas tefillin, so they're not kosher to write their own mezuzah for their own door. They're mechuyav ben mezuzah, but they can't write their own mezuzah. They have to get a man, a Jewish man, to write the mezuzah. There are many, many, many very famous drushas that are all based on smuchim and mishnah Torah. The Gemara says all the Tanaim subscribe to that. Everybody agrees that in Mishnah Torah Chumash Dvarim, Yidarshan Smuchim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one who disagrees with Ben Azai and the Pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim, how do you know the Mechashefa is the Skila Stamisa? There are Abramis and Bezen. So just as Mechashefa Lo Sachai doesn't say what? So usually Stamisa Mor Batar Ein Ala Chenek. The Skila Sveta Herik Chenek, and the way we pass Ken Chenek is the lowest form. So you should say something the Farshas Lahakil. Misam Mura Bat Torah Stam. Ein Elachenik. Ya Torah Shela Hachmer Olav Alam Lahakil Olav. So why do you say Mechashefa gets the worst, gets the Skila? Why don't you say it doesn't say Mechashefa, doesn't say which form of Mises Bezen? So give Chenik. The answer is no. So Ben Azai figured it out that it's skila based on smuchim. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He also agrees that it's a skila, but based on a different yalfusa. Based on a different yalfusa, because he doesn't believe in smuchim outside of Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah Dorish. That's the Gemara. So let's go back again to the Mishnah on Chof Amid Beis. So the Mishnah was composed at the time that they were still observing the Takanas Ezra. The Mishnahs were not written. Abiyud HaNasi, it was after Abiyud HaMemser. He didn't write the Mishnahs, he edited the Mishnahs. He edited the Mishnahs. And even after he edited the Mishnahs, they still weren't written, they still recited it about Pel till the days of Rabbi and Rabashi. That's how most Achrayim assume like that. Rashi in the Gemara writes not so, but that's what most assume. That the Mishnahs were not written down until way later, till the days of Rabbi and Rabashi. And the Rabbi and Rabashi were the ones who edited the Talmud Bavli, but also they didn't write it down. It wasn't written down until deep into the days of the Gaonim. It was way later it was written down. So the Mishnah was composed at the time that they were still observing Takanas Ezra. So what exactly is the Takanas Ezra? So it says, Balkeri Mahara Baliboy, he should be Mahara Kriyashma. Ve'enem Baruch Lolofanav Lolachra. Kriyashma is deraisa, but Bichas Kriyashma, before and after, is only the Rabbanan. So the Kriyashma is deraisa, he should be Mahara. But the Bichas Kriyashma, Ve'enem Baruch, even Behirah. He shouldn't even be Mahara de Bruch. While Amazain, because Amazain after benching, after bread, if you had Kedesh Tzviyas Deraisa, so Mavarach L'Acharov means Behira. Just like Kriyashma is Deraisa, he should be Mahara. So because Amazain is Deraisa, he should be Mahara. Then Mavarach Lefana, but Lefana, because Hanenen is only the Rabbanan, so you shouldn't even say Hamoitzi, Ayde Hira. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda and Baruch Lefnei Mule Achrayim. You can say Birchas Kriyashma. You can say Mamish Birchas Kriyashma. The Gemara is going to say, "Wow! Not only Mahara, you can even say the Birchas Kriyashma." What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in the Takanas Ezra. The Gemara says, even though that was the Gemara's Kasha, here in the middle of Chof Aleph and the base, they quote the caption from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and Baruch Lefnei Mule Achrayim. They do say the bracha before and after Kriyashma. The main of the Sabbath, Rabbi Yehuda Balkeri Muta B'divrei Torah. He doesn't hold from the whole Takanas Ezra. Aye, but it's based on the Pasuk. How are you going to tell me the Pasuk is Smuchim and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Smuchim? Gemara says, no, but Rabbi Yehuda believes in Smuchim and Mishnah Torah. I write from Manusa Saviv and Mefuta Saviv. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hilchas Derech Eretz. They never ask it. That's what the Gemara says over here, 10 lines from the top of Chav Beis Amin Aleph. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hasson, the rabbis declared, Hasson Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda considers the Brichas Kriyashma before and after, Kehilchas Derech Eretz. Some halachas are not all halachas are included. Noshim and Ezekin, Mishnayas, Gemara, Shas, Brachas, Sukkah, that's all included in Talkana says. But Hilchas Derech Eretz, that you're allowed to do. So Brichas Kriyashma before and after, Rabbi Yehuda treats it, Hasson Rabbi Yehuda, Kehilchas Derech Eretz, that's mutter. So they quote the whole braisa. And then they finally quote that Hilchas Derech Eretz is mutter. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, before the last narrow line before the wide, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shonu Hilchas Derech Eretz. So Rabbi Yehuda considers the Brichas Kriyashma. You can say it, Mamish. You don't even have to be Mahar, you can say it. Yeah. Don't you see from the Mishnah that Kriyashma deraisa? The Gemara has a machloikas on Chof Aleph and Aleph, but the Kriyashma deraisa, Kriyashma lav deraisa. We had the Prichodosh quoted by Reb Gevega on the opening Mishnah. Got it more than four times. Got it many times. Prichodosh points out in the opening, I had it on the Pchina, that you see from the first Tosis in the Mesichta that they hold Kriyashma is lav deraisa. Because David Kmar Rabbi, it is based on Sveika de Rabbanan Lekuli. So in the context, in the Gemara says, David Kmar Rabbi, by Davening Mincha Meira. But Tosis applies it to Kriyashma. So you see the Tosis of the Kriyashma is Lav Deraisa. What are they going to do? The Gemara has the Machlekes here. What are you going to do with the Mishnah? Mishnah is Beferish, that Kriyashma is Deraisa, and Birchas Hamazon is Deraisa. That's why you're Mahara. Everything else is the Rabbanon, so you're not even Mahar. Kriya Shema is the right. So Taisus says that kash. Even if you're like the Mandama, Kriya Shema Deraisa. So even if you're all the Kriya Shema Labda, I feel the Mandama, Kriya Shema Derabbanon. The Taisus on Chofa Mebez, the Mahaska Balkari. Even if you're all Kriya Shema Labda Raisa. So we have the Shagasarya, he quoted the Rabbeinu Yoina. How can you say Kriya Shema Labda Raisa? It's a Pasuk and Chumash, B'shach B'chob Kumecha. How can you deny it? So the Rabbeinu Yoina explained, that's probably what Taisus means. Rabbeinu Yoina explained, everybody agrees that you have to say something, Baboike Uba Erev. The only machlokes is, and everybody agrees, you got to say Shema Bar Yom Shamaya. But the machlokes in the Gemara and Chafal Manalv is that insistence that has to be Shema Bar Yom Shamaya. Is that their raisa? Because here it says Bishach Baruch Kamecha, and here it says Bishach Baruch Kamecha. So you got to say this parsha, because this is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim, and these two shes have Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim, Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Oh no! The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is really the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It says in Yoshua, Bagis b'yam v'loyla. So when the pasuk says B'shach b'chol kamecha, it really means Talmud Torah. You can be Mavis Sedra every day. On Sunday, say at the beginning of Ayeshev. Sunday night, by Myrib, says the next few psukim of Ayeshev. As long as you say any psukim from the Chumash, Mishnayos, Daf Yomi, Gemara, whatever you want to learn, you can be Yotze. So that's the machlokes. Everybody holds Kriya Shema as their eyes. Machlokes whether Dafke Parsha Shema Bayam Shema is their eyes, or you can recite anything you want. But in principle, you have to say something about the Torah. So that's what Tosfos answers. Kriya Shema is certainly their eyes, and Brichas Hamazon is certainly their eyes. So that's why those two you mahara, and all the other brachas that are only the Rabbanon, you shouldn't even be mahara. So that's the Gemara is going to raise a machlokes Amoraim, Rabina and Rav Chisda. Do you gain anything? What do you gain by being Mahar? Obviously, you gain something. What do you accomplish by being Mahar? Are you really Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? That here is Kediba Dami. You're Yotze with here. Or maybe here love Kediba Dami. You're not really Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But the Gemara says, the second line from the bottom, Amar Ablozer, Kadesh Lo Yehu Kalol Moskin Bo, Hu Yoshev Ebotel. He should also participate with Dovash Atzibur Osukin Bo. He should say the same as what the Tzibur is doing. But it's not really Yotze Kriya Shema. So that's a Machlokes on the Gemara. Well, the Hira Kediba Dami Mikra Din, Yotze the Hira, Hira Kediba Dami. Oh no, Hira Lav Kediba Dami. The only thing you're accomplishing is, you're also going to the same thing that the tzibur, they're not going to think that you are an apikoros. You're joining along with them.
How do they know what you're doing? You know what I'm saying?
The guys in shul,
shaking
his head, looking in the siddur. He's looking in the siddur. He's not pronouncing anything, but he's looking in the siddur. So that's the machlokes. Yeah. What does Tosfos say? The bottom Tosfos. He thinks we should pass here a lavke diva dummy, and the only reason why you look in the siddur is kedei shelo yehu kolon moskim and kabbalas al malchus shemayim. He won't be, because the raisa can kabbalas al malchus shemayim. So the Rabbein Chanan passed him like the second opinion. Here a lavke diva dummy. Okay, maybe we will stop here. Sunday, Monday is a normal day, and Tuesday I said I'm going to have to give a shiur early. I'll try about 9:30. Anybody missing a yarmulke?
It's not going to be the
same. Hi, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem.
Where are you in Eretz Yisrael this year?
In Gross, I'm in the Gross Kollel.
Good for you. Where did you come to America?
My father's getting married in a week. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. And they're having something in honor of my grandfather. So I'm speaking of that, Baruch Hashem. So also, good reasons that I'm back. Baruch Hashem. It's great to be back in Shir, though. It's a big difference between hearing